Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
News. We're going to get some reaction now from a proponent of the zero COVID strategy in relation to the Taoiseach announced at 6 o'clock. Dr. Tomás Ryan is Associate Professor in the TCD School of Biochemistry and Immunology. Dr. Ryan, you're very welcome to the programme. Can I get your reaction to the reopening plan as it was announced?
Well, it's dramatic. It's definitely a gamble. I don't think it can be called anything but a very ambitious gamble. Just to add some perspective, we entered last summer with essentially approaching zero COVID cases. We eliminated the first wave of COVID-19 in Ireland, and it was summer travel that brought it back. We all remember the day that, well, many of us remember the day we hit 300 cases late last August, early September. When we hit 300 cases, that's when we knew the second wave was upon us and we were on our way to a second lockdown. Today, we have 474 cases. We have a rising 7-day case average caused significantly by the opening of all the schools. And we're talking about opening things further. Now, this is...
We have many more people who are elderly and vulnerable vaccinated, though.
We have 20% of the overall population have received one dose of the vaccine.
30% of everyone over 16, said the Taoiseach, I think.
20% of the total population, children, carry the virus and contribute to the spread in the community. And if you look by comparison by other countries, because we're told that there's a vaccine bonus that's protecting us, mm-hmm. when Chile had over 40% of its entire population vaccinated, it then had a significant surge that led to 7,000 cases a day and is still having up to 100 deaths a day. If you look at Israel...
But hang on, wasn't Chile using the Chinese vaccine, which is less effective than what we're using?
Yes, but Israel is using the Pfizer vaccine exclusively, which is the best vaccine. Mm-hmm. And it's noteworthy that when Israel vaccinated 50% of its population, including children, only then did it open its schools. It's also worth noting that Israel has a far more developed public health response, better testing and tracing. And even then, with 50% of its population vaccinated, it was getting 3,000 cases a day for a population of 9 million. And it wasn't for weeks after that it got down to 1,000 cases a day, and that's with 60% of people vaccinated. So vaccination on its own is not going to protect the population at these levels.
Okay, look, I wish I had more time with you, but the clock is against us. We will on another occasion, I'm sure. Dr. Tomás Ryan of TCD, thank you very much indeed.